Mr. Rattafunt.
Dandy, did you see that? Humans come and feed these creatures by hand. I tell you, we could live like kings here. Come, Stimson, let us go and seek the proprietor of this establishment. Hold it. I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say how we're the two finest examples of monkey flesh that you've ever seen.
Yeah, especially because I'm a cat.
So, what do you say?
Okie dokie, you boys get to yab.
Whoa! This, Dimpy, you've got to know how to talk to this. Look at us, Stimpy. No longer are we lowly house pets. We've climbed the evolutionary ladder. We've been accepted into the world of higher mammals. We've evolved. Stimpy, aren't you ashamed? What if another monkey saw that? Get that dead blasted stick out of your nose!
Okay.
Shame, shame, Stimpy. You have to pardon my friend here. He's not as yet accustomed to your sophisticated city monkey ways. Okay, Stimpy. It's time for your evolving lesson.
Oh, rapture! I'm gonna be a monkey, 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 monkey.
Okay, if you wanna be a monkey, you gotta learn to act like a monkey. And I've got the know-how, cause I've seen every Tarzan movie ever made. So watch and learn. Stimpy, listen up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, note the ease with which I swing so nimbly.
Hither and yon.
Witness as I perform an amazing double somersault and catch myself with my prehensile tail.
Idea. Prehensile nose.
Boy, I tell ya, being a monkey is harder than I thought.
Yeah, my monkey suit is all itchy with vermin and light.
a monkey got to do to get some grooming around here? Say, Cheetah, be a pal and have Epi's lice, will ya? What?
Go ahead, Ren. Eat the nice vermin.
I don't want to.
Monkey's favorite. Raised fishheads and rotten fruit.
That's it. I've had enough. We want a transfer.
Next time I raise pigs, by golly.
Thank you. What is his mission? Where can we get a pair of undershorts like his? Who is this man of toast? And what does he want from us? What is his dark secret?
Shut up! If you ask me one more stupid question, I'll tear your skin off.
Disguised as Pastor Toastman, the cool youth deacon, Powdered Toastman works his day job as a government clerk. Only Powdered Toastman's faithful assistant knows his dark secret.
Excuse me, Father, but there's a distress call on your Toastometron communicator.
Thank you, my lovely assistant. Will evil never rest? I hope not.
Calling Powdered Toastman. Please respond. Come in, Powdered Toastman.
Powdered Toastman here. Cripes! I'll get right on it. Leave everything to me.
Powdered Toastman is off on another day of heroic adventure!
Jiminy!
Instantly, Powdered Toastman
assesses the situation!
Leave everything to me! This calls for my projectile racing breath. Another distress call. No time to lose. Powdered Toastman!
Alley-oop!
Danger! Don't make me come in there. Hey, I'm saved. Leave everything to me. Have a taste of my hypercorrosive croutons, archvillain. Hold on, buddy. You'll be free in a jiffy.
Powdered Toastman, what about Muddy Mud Skipper?
My gosh, you're right. How thoughtless of me.
intensity. Too strong.
Quick, man, cling tenaciously to my buttocks.
Both of them?
Another distress call.
Calling Powder Toast Man, come in. Calling Powder Toast Man.
Yes? Yes? Leave everything to me.
Listen, something's come up. Sorry, Mac, but I've got to attend to something really important.
Powdered Toastman!
Hello, fellas. What seems to be the trouble?
We are all out of powdered toast.
Leave everything to me.
Sorry, fellas. I almost forgot.
That can only mean one thing. A call from Washington.
Powdered Toastman!
Mr. President, what seems to be the trouble?
I've got in my own zipper.
Leave everything to me. Anytime you're ready, Mr. President.
Okay, pull! Oh, thank you, Powdered Toast Man!
And thus, the President goes into recovery! But what shall happen to America? Who will run the country?
Leave everything to me!
And Powdered Toast Man is sworn into office.
I, Powdered Toast Man, do solemnly swear to relieve the American citizens of their basic human rights.
Lovely assistants, take a letter. The letter M. Furthermore, let's hold off the talks with the Kremlin until we settle the new Three Stooges stamp controversy. Personally, my vote goes with Shemp, although Curly is certainly nothing to take lightly. That'll be all, faithful one.
Well, I guess that takes care of the day's business. Man, this job is too cushy for me.
It's chilly in here. Ah, here's the problem. The fire's died down. Let's see. We need something dry here. Here's some dusty old papers.
That's much better.
The end!